Good afternoon, everybody. So one of the questions that I asked on Thursday night that I never got to answer, so we're going to do it right now, is I got the shaila twice last week of people who were quarantined over Pesach. Yes, that is still happening. People were quarantined over Pesach because they had COVID, and they got out on Tuesday after Pesach, and they wanted to know, can they get a haircut now? They didn't have a chance to get a haircut before Pesach, but now it's Sfira, so are they allowed to get a haircut? So just to add in, would the halacha have been any different had it been Chol HaMoed? So certainly it's also the stopper during Sfira, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that one is not allowed to get a haircut or giluach either, to shave during Sfira. Rav Salvechik pointed out that the Avelus of Sfira l'chora matches the Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, and the halacha in Yud Beis Chodesh is that if you have the point of Achi Yigru Bo Chaverov, that someone would tell you that you look terrible, then you're allowed to you're allowed to get a haircut. So if you shave all the time, shaving during Sfira won't take that long to get to the point of Achi Yigru Bo Chaverov. Haircuts, it's harder though, because it would have to get pretty unruly for someone to actually say something to you as far as haircuts are concerned. Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Archaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Kuf Beis, writes that during Sfira you can shave for business, because Lo Nagu B'Makom Hefsid, by Sfira it's only a minag, meaning as opposed to, let's say, Chol HaMoed, where there's a special din midrabanan, a takana midrabanan, that you're not allowed to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's only a minag during Sfira. And since it's only a minag during Sfira, B'Makom Hefsid, we're not knowing that way. So if it's for business, then it's considered makom hefsid. A lawyer in a large law firm, New York law firm, came over to me on Shabbos and told me that heter should not exist anymore. He said he doesn't think any lawyer should be allowed to shave anymore, because he's on Zoom calls all the day with fancy partners in his firm. They're in their pajamas, their hair isn't brushed, they're all and no one cares. Everyone, and nowadays, post-COVID, everyone is, it's a free-for-all. Everyone could be as unkempt as they want, and no one's allowed to say anything to anybody. So it could be that that Rav Moshe's heter no longer applies. I thought that was an interesting point. I'm not in that world, so I don't know. It's never been a problem for me to have a beard during Sfira, but maybe even for others now. Now, if it were Chol HaMoed, so then it's an interesting shaila. See, it's important to discuss Chol HaMoed to see if whatever heter we might have had on Chol HaMoed could carry over to Sfira. You know, it's usher to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The reason the Rabban made this isser so that people would prepare before Yantif. The Mishnah Moed Katan and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis tells us that there are certain people that are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, people, and they're all people who are unable to prepare before Yantif, like if you just arrived from traveling overseas. So the Gemara and Daf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph in Maseches Moed Katan explains that the reason that the Rabbanan assert shaving on Chol HaMoed is to encourage people to prepare properly for Yantif and to shave and get a haircut for Yantif. And if you were to be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, a lot of people would just say, okay, you know what, I don't have time, it's Erev Yantif, I'm busy, I'll just wait till Chol HaMoed. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Al Sif Aleph therefore says it's a mitzvah to shave on Erev Yantif, and in Sif Beis over there he says that it's also to shave on Chol HaMoed. There is a shita of Rabbeinu Tam that is quoted in the Torah in Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, who Rabbeinu Tam holds that since the reason for the Isser Rabbanan is that if you shave before Yantif, you could, since the reason for the Isser Rabbanan is that we're afraid you're not going to shave before Yantif, so says Rabbeinu Tam, if you did shave before Yantif, then you could shave on Chol HaMoed, because you already did. You took care of it. You did what you were supposed to do on Erev Yantif. Tur himself, however, rejects that for two reasons. First of all, if someone who shaved before Yantif could just shave on Chol HaMoed, when the Mishnah listed the exceptions of the people that are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, how did the Mishnah forget that one? How come the Mishnah didn't list, oh, anyone who shaved, then Erev Yantif is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah didn't say that, and that would have been the most obvious one. Second of all, it should be usher because nobody can tell that you shaved before Yantif. And that's based on a question that's raised in the Gemara about someone who was too busy to shave on Erev Yantif, because he was looking for an Aveda. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question necessarily, but the Tur paskins l'chumra, saying that nobody knows that you were looking for an Aveda, so that doesn't allow you to shave on Yom Tov, so it's Asir. Meaning, this is a critical yesod. When do we have a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed because you were an onus on Erev Yom Tov? That's only when it's onus demuchach, when it's the kind of onus that it's obvious that you were ba'onus. So, And the same could be true for someone who shaved on Erev Yom Tov. No one knows that, that for sure that it was muchach that you had shaved on Erev Yom Tov. No one's gonna know for sure that you went into Yom Tov properly. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tov Kaf Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel says that afilu im haya anus umepnei kach lo gileach be Erev Yom Tov. Even if you were an anus or sick, and that's why you couldn't get a haircut in Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? I might have said, well, if I'm sick, so that's an anus. Yeah, it's an anus, but it's not an anus demuchach. It's not clear to everybody that I was sick. Who's going to know that I'm sick? So on the surface, you would think that if a person had COVID and they were in quarantine, it's the same as being a chola. It's exactly being a chola. And the Shulchan Aruch says that's not a good enough reason to shave a chol HaMoed. However, one could argue that chola means a person has a fever or whatever, a person is in bed for the day. But when a person has COVID and you're doing contact tracing and you're letting everybody know and people have to deliver food and so then it becomes an anus demuchach, because just the nature of it is the way that, because it's such a contagious disease that we have to let everybody know about it, then people have to know if they have quarantine requirements because you have COVID, or in the case of the person who asked me the shayla was a person who was running a Pesach program, so the fact that he wasn't going to be around and he was stuck in Turks and Caicos or wherever for the whole Yom Tov, so that was something that was that everybody was aware of. So you could argue that that's considered an anus demuchach, and therefore, even though he is technically a chola on Erev Yom Tov, but as an anus demuchach, maybe he would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. But our shaila wasn't about Chol HaMoed. Our shaila was about Sfira. So why am I talking so much about Chol HaMoed? Because the Mishaburah quotes a Prima Gadim who says that those who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed are also allowed to shave during Sfira, because it can't be that Sfira is more chamer than Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a din, Sfira is a minag. It makes no sense that it should be more chamer. So when I mentioned this to Rav Shechter on Friday, I gave like a synopsis of the answer to this question on Thursday night, but then I stuck with that Prima Gadim. I said that's our heter, the fact that if he'd be allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, so then for sure during Sfira he'd be allowed. So Rav Shechter said he doesn't think so. He does not think that we paskin like that Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. He says even though the Mishnah Berurah brings a Prima Gadim that every person who can shave during Chol HaMoed can also shave during Sfira, if you look in the Prima Gadim itself, there's a second daya in the Prima Gadim that Rav Shechter said he thinks makes much more sense than the daya in the Prima Gadim that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. The first daya, if you look up the original sources, you find amazing stuff. The first daya says that there's no minug not to shave during Sfira. Whoa! That's the basis of that Mishnah Berurah. He says there's no minug not to shave during Sfira. The minug is to arrange your haircuts in such a way that you won't need to shave or get a haircut during Sfira. But there's no positive minug not to get a haircut during Sfira. And that's why, since there's no real minhag not to shave during Sfira, so whenever you're allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to shave during Sfira as well. Because you couldn't arrange your haircuts in such a way. You had an onus. But it's much more mistaver that there is a specific minhag not to shave, because it's a niyug avelus. It's not just stam based on nothing. There's a niyug avelus, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, called tikkun rabban ken daraisa tiknum, that everything we do is patterned after some other previous din. Every minhag is based on a din. Every din d'rabban is based on a din d'oraisa. It's always based on something earlier. So there's a niyug avelus, and by avelus, it's a positive niyug. So somebody who's in quarantine before Pesach can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed because it's an onus the muchach, because he couldn't be seen and had to let everybody know that he had COVID. But that doesn't necessarily mean he can get a haircut during Sfira, because he has to be noeg avelus unless he has to get a haircut for work. So it happens to be in the case that we were discussing, the fellow told me that a work colleague said to him, you look gross. So in that case, he reached the point of yigro bo chaverav, so he'd have that heter. Plus, he has the heter of parnasa, so he has other heterim. But if he didn't get to that point, Rav Shechter thought just the fact that he would have been allowed to do an Chol HaMoed is not enough of a heter. Then there's another option. Why don't I just tell him, change his minhag, meaning he chapped this before Rosh Chodesh. So tell him, get a haircut now, and you'll be knowing Sfira from Rosh Chodesh till the end. Well, two issues with that. First of all, Can you necessarily do that? So Ramesha famously says you can change your minhag of sfira from year to year, and you can attend a wedding during your sfira also. He says both of those things. In Aruch Chaim Chalek Beis and Sadiyeh, he says that if not shaving would prevent you from attending a wedding, you're allowed to even shave for a wedding. But what's important in that tshuva is that not only does he say you can change your minhag from year to year, he says when you have a heter to shave, you don't have to change your minhag. Meaning if you have a wedding during your days of sfira, you don't have to say, oh, well, I'll just keep the other days of sfira. No, if you have a heter to go to that wedding, so then you're allowed to shave, and you're going to need to shave for that wedding, so then you're allowed to shave for that wedding and still observe your minhag of sfira. Rav Shapta thought it's not so pasha to change a minhag from year to year. Generally, there's a concept of los hiskod to do that. You shouldn't have two different customs in one city. So the Raman, Tav Tzad Gimel writes, V'lo yinugu b'yarachas mixas minhag zeh, u'mitzachas minhag zeh, mishal los hiskod to do. But Rav Meishe, Negros Moshe, Chaim Chalgal, Simon Kuf Nun Tes, says that he doesn't think that that's true in like a city like New York. There are so many people who come from different places that there's no issue with some people holding like one custom, others holding like a different custom. So it wouldn't apply to a city which has so many built-in customs from all over the place. But I don't think you have to tell the person to change the minhag. It's already a machlokas and poskim whether you're even allowed to change the minhag from year to year. So according to the opinion that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva didn't die for 33 days but died throughout the 49 days, so then you're allowed to change whichever 33 days you refrain from certain activities from one year to the next, because whichever 33 days doesn't make a difference. It's just happened at some point during the 49 days. So one year you keep Pesach Chag Vomer, and the next year you keep Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos. But according to the Gra, Rav Moshe writes that since the Talmidim died from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, you're only allowed to keep that day. If that's what you hold, then you're only allowed to keep those days of Svira. In Chasam Sofer, in Archaim, some Kuf Mem Beis, he writes that if a person doesn't know his minhag, then he's allowed to switch it every year. If you know your minhag, you can't switch it, but if you don't know your minhag, then maybe you are allowed to switch it. So bottom line is, I think that the fellow was allowed to shave or get a haircut because he reached the point of Edgy Grubo Chaver, where Rav Soloveitchik calls you're allowed to shave in that situation, which by the way means I would have been allowed to shave also. I grow a sfira beard every year because that's what I've been doing since my bar mitzvah, and also when sometimes I talk to other rabbanim who did not learn in our yeshiva, it's hard enough that I tell them my first name is Rabbi when I talk to them throughout the year with my light colored suits and my clean shaven face, but during sfira with a clean shaven face they look at me like I'm crazy, like I'm from a different planet. So it's just easier to have the beard during sfira, but meikar adin we passing it from Soloveitchik achi gruba chaver, you'd be allowed to shave, and if you need for business also l'chara one would be allowed to shave. It's just Rav Shachter was not pleased with using the heter of, well, if you could have done it for Chalamoway, then maybe you could have done it for sfira also. He didn't think that that was correct. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.